blow the breath of life in them. The ones who people say you crazy, blow the breath of life in them. Do I have anybody that the Lord is blowing the breath of life in? Somebody who's been slain. I've been broke down. I've almost been destroyed because the devil tried to sift me as wheat. But the Lord breathe on me. Do I have anybody here that the Lord has breathed on me? All I can say, breath of life, why don't you breathe on me? Because I need you in my life. When they tried to slay me, I lifted up my hand and said, oh Lord, just breathe on me. Come on and shout yes here and give God some glory. Let's go on to verse number 10. He said, and he says in verse 10, so I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came in them, and they began.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holding Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul.
I feel that, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I want to call your attention to the first chapter of Luke. And I want to begin at verse 46. Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 46, recorded are these words. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath holpen his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in his presence. For just a little while, I want to speak for a moment from the message, Mary's Song. Mary's Song. You know, there are many characters in the scripture of Christmas, or the scriptures of Christmas, the story of Christmas, that all lend themselves part of the plan of God, where man is used and utilized for God's glory and his own good in the act of God's greatest gift being sent to planet Earth. And even from cradle to cross, you'll see how God uses human personalities in all of the parts where man himself is affected by the role not only that God plays, but that he plays himself. As we look at the story, it would be helpful for those of you who may not be familiar with this part of the story to back up just a little bit and refresh you as to why Mary made up her own song. And I don't know who you are, I don't know where you are in your life, but when you become close enough to God, you will discover that you don't need nobody to write your song for you. You can write your own song. And your song should speak about your experiences with God. So notice here, if you don't mind, as we back, the Bible says in verse 26 of that first chapter, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. It's that same Nazareth where it was asked, could anything good come from Nazareth? And if you don't know the story by now, the answer is yes. The best thing that we see has its place in that little town called Nazareth. It is the place where Jesus was reared and his mother was from. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Verse 28 says, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. For she wondered if Gabriel had made a mistake in honoring and saluting her as the one high and exalted in the place, or presence rather, of God. She knew that she was a lowly handmaiden. She knew she came from a low estate. Maybe that was some mistake made, but Gabriel made clear to inform her that she had found favor with the Lord. Now notice the Bible says again, verse 29, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Now can I tell you, it don't matter if you don't find favor with man. If it's anybody you ought to find favor with, it ought to be God. Listen at this, and behold, focus in now, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And you'll notice, my brothers and sisters, as she asked this question, it is a question not of doubt, but a question of detail. She wanted to find out how is it that she could be the mother of the Savior of the world, not having known a man. She was espoused, engaged, if you will, to be married to Joseph, but as of yet, she was not, and they had not known each other in that way, and yet Gabriel tells her about the situation. Look, if you will, because I want you to follow through in the text. The Bible says, verse 34, "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost," somebody say the Holy Ghost, "shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Verse 36 says, "And behold," while I'm at it, I might as well tell you, "thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren." Now, one of the things that I want you to recognize and understand here as this word is being made real to Mary and as she is understanding how God can start on any level he desires and escalate and elevate to any level he desires, some of the things that we must recognize is that God is in control. I don't care what the situation looked like. I don't care what the circumstances are. God is in control. One of the things that Mary soon finds out is that the recommendation for her being the mother of Jesus didn't come from nobody but God. He found favor with her, in her. He was the one who hand-selected her, not because she was sinless, not because she was perfect in that she did not sin, but because her heart was right, because she was an humble person. And I got news for you. When you know the Lord has done a special thing for you, you don't get so caught up on yourself where you think you are all of that. She made clear how she felt about the Lord. But look at this, because one of the things that Gabriel's making clear is he made an announcement to Elizabeth 6 months earlier, who was old and past the time of childbearing years, and he said that she who was called barren. Can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it don't matter what you used to be or what you used to be called. If the Lord want to change your situation and your circumstances, he can do it whenever he chooses. Elizabeth was old, Zacharias was old, and yet it was a parallel to Abraham and Sarah. And I've shared before, if God did it once, he can do it again. And what he's done for one, he can do the same for you. And so Gabriel is saying, I know what I'm talking about. He told Zacharias, man, you don't know who I am. I stand in the presence of God. I was sent to personally deliver this message. God didn't trust it to nobody else but me to tell you. And you mean to tell me you're going to question whether or not God can do it? You see, when Zacharias asked, how can this thing be? It was with doubt and it was with fear. And he thought it was impossible. And here Mary, on the other hand, she asks, but she's not asking in doubt. She's asking for details. How is this going to be? Look at this, because I want you to understand. If you had been in Mary's spot, you'd understand what I'm talking about here. Here's where the Holy Ghost begins in verse 35 to give her more details. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing, the seed that's been planted in you, listen to this, which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now she just got through saying, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Well, Gabriel was saying, well, it ain't really got nothing to do with a man. This is much bigger than a man. This is God himself who selected you to carry the Son and the Savior. Listen at this word, verse 36. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also had conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. Verse 37 says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Now, I keep saying to folk every time I get to this text, no matter what time of year it is, when you know God is on your side, there is nothing that you view as impossible. The only question that I have for those who think it's impossible is God with you? Because if God is with you, nothing the word says shall be impossible. And so many folk today are living a life that claims that they have relationship with God, but they don't have the rewards of God being with them. Notice again this word, verse 38. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. You see, once it was clear that she was clear about who she was and who she was, what role she would play, and the reward of that same responsibility that was given to her, Mary then had a joy that bubbled up on the inside of her that caused her to sing, to create, to make this song so personal that nobody else could sing it like Mary. Let's go into the song, because I want to skip down, if you don't mind, and let's go to verse 46. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. When she got through, she wasn't just rejoicing for herself. She was rejoicing for her cousin as well. She was rejoicing for future generations. She was rejoicing for so many things, but she was going to be the vessel that God would place his valuables in, who would ultimately give the victory to man. And so she was rejoicing at her part that she had to play. Look at this word again. And Mary said, my soul. Can I tell you, sometime you can't wait on other folk to help magnify the Lord with you. Sometime they gotta wait till their day come. Sometime they gotta wait till their time come. But if your day is today, then you need to magnify him. If you got to magnify him all by yourself, join in with me when your day come. Maybe it ain't your day, but it's my day today. So if it's my day today, excuse me, it's my song. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. I don't know if you know it or not, but I know he's watching over me. Listen, listen, listen. I want you to hear this now. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify not me. My soul doth magnify not man. My soul doth magnify not the privilege that I have, but my soul doth magnify the Lord. And I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. When God does something exceptional, uncommon, when God does something so highly favored, he expects that kind of praise. Somebody missed that. I said, when God does all of those wonderful things, he expects the praise to be on that order as well. Look at what verse 47 says. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Now listen at this, because I want you to know this blows a hole in the Immaculate Conception, because a whole lot of us don't understand that the Immaculate Conception means that it is blemish free, that it is perfect, that it has no ills, no defilement, no defilement, nothing that is anyway sinful. And Mary never ever was chosen because she was sinless, but because her heart was right toward God, and that she was pure in her morals and her motives, but she was still a sinner. As a matter of fact, he was going to use her to bring the Savior into the world, but he was going to have to save her after he got here. All right.
Now look at the text, verse 47 says, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. You don't need a Savior if you're not a sinner. So listen at this. Verse 48 says, for he hath regarded the low estate of his hand. I can't believe God looked down so far. I wasn't the best and I wasn't the highest. I wasn't the one on the top shelf. I was picked over. I was picked on. I was picked at. But God picked me. Somebody isn't hearing me here. News for somebody who's been picked on. I've got news for somebody who's been talked about it. I've got news for somebody who's been put down. God has the last word. Lord, I wish y'all felt like having church. Aren't you glad man doesn't have the last word? Look at Mary's song. Look at what she says. For he, God, hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations. They didn't know who she was for this time. And can I tell you, there are some things that folk won't know, don't even know you on planet Earth until God does some extraordinary things in your life. And then after then, they'll know who you are. Listen at this. It wasn't until the Lord picked her. It wasn't until the Lord lifted her. It wasn't until the Lord favored her that she really knew who she was. See, a whole lot of you don't understand. God knows who you are, even though you don't know who you are. And listen at this. She came into the knowledge and the understanding of who she was to God. And look at now the changing of her mentality. See, at first she thought Gabriel had had the wrong person. He couldn't be talking to me. I'm a nobody. Trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I know he ain't talking about me. I ain't big enough. I ain't all of that yet. But Mary is selected by God. And when she said, listen at these words, and I want you to hear them once again. When she said, verse 38, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Listen at this. Things from that moment on begin to change, and the matters of life as we know it began to roll forward, came into motion. When she knew who she was, and she said, Lord, if you said it, that settles it. I accept it. I believe it. I receive it. See, there are some things God wants to do for you. You got to first hear him, and then you got to heed him, believe him, before you could receive them. Once she said, I receive it, Gabriel said, my job is through down here, and he left. Look at the word. The Bible says, verse 38, and the angel departed from her. Now getting back to verse 48. For he had regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Little old me. Can you really believe that generations from now, when I'm gone off the scene, they're gonna still call me blessed? Because God gave me an opportunity he didn't give no one. He looked down. He looked over. He looked around and found me in my low estate. Nobody but my family and a few friends knew who I was. And all of a sudden, he picked me up. Yeah. Woo. People I won't even know gonna say Mary was blessed. Yeah. Y'all don't hear me here. Mary then began to understand the far-reaching effects of what God would do through her life as the vessel that he would use for his glory. Mary recognized, man, just because I love the Lord. And I got news for you. He'll do some strange and wonderful things just because you love him. And listen at this. She said, generations henceforth shall call me blessed. You know, it's good for folk who know you to call you blessed. But it's a whole nother level when folk don't know you to call you blessed. For look at what he has done. For he that is mighty had done to me great things, and holy is his name. And he, listen at this, that is mighty. See, what happened to her man didn't do to her. And you've got to be clear about where your blessings come from. You've got to be clear about who it is that's working in your life. It wasn't man. It was God himself. And just want you to know, ain't no funny business about this thing that God has placed in me. His name is holy. Listen at this. Listen at this. Verse 50. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. I want to see a show of hands of those who are still receiving his mercy right now. Because you are part of Mary's song. I am receiving yet today the mercy of God. And I'm so glad as long as Jesus tarry, his mercy will be here for those who fear him. Well, listen, if you will, my brothers and sisters, verse 51 says, and I like this, he hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. You know what this literally means is when folk don't know stuff, they make up stuff. I know y'all may not have experienced that and stuff. You know, when folk want to be all in your business, and they don't know how you got what you got, and they don't know how you got where you are, and they don't know what makes you tick, and they don't know how things flow in your life, they start assuming and imagining, you must have got this like this, or you must have got that like that. But thanks be to God, he scattered the proud in their imagination. Thank God that he's able to scatter the proud in their imagination. Listen at this. The Bible says he, verse 52, hath put down the mighty from their seats. Listen at Mary talking. You don't have to just take Mary's word on this. All you got to do is walk back in the biblical pages of antiquity, starting with Exodus 15, verses 1 through 11, and see where he put down Pharaoh. You keep on walking on and you'll see that in Daniel chapter 4, 24 through 37, he put down Nebuchadnezzar. Keep on walking, Daniel 5, he put down Belshazzar. Keep on walking, 2 Chronicles 26 and 16, he put down Uzziah. Keep on walking, Esther 6, 6 through 14, he put down Haman. Oh, you don't remember Haman? Well, Haman was the right hand of the king, and he wanted to kill all the Jews, but he didn't realize that the king's wife was a Jew. And her relative heard about the plans that he had to kill all the Jews. And so he sent a word to her in the palace. Do you think if the record is clear that when it is signed and it goes out that you shall be spared? Don't forget where you come from.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.com.